好，我们下面也进入今天我们的教理问答是海德堡要理问答的第59问。我来读问题，我们一起来读答案啊。你相信以上这些信仰的条款啊，就是我们以前所每个星期所读的哈，对你有何帮助？这使我在上帝面前，在基督里称义，成为永生的承受者。好，下面我们的继续进入我们今天正道的时间啊。阿特牧师继续给我们带来提摩太前书第五章的信息。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Please turn with me in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 5, chapter 5, verses 17 to 25.
请弟兄姊妹打开你的圣经，我们再次来到提摩太前书五章十七到二十五节。
Let me pray for us to ask the Lord's blessing, and then we'll ask Eric to read those texts for us.
我们先来祷告祈求神的祝福，然后我们来进入经文。
Lord, as we long for fellowshipping with you this morning,
主，我们今天早上我们渴慕能够与神你自己的相交。
We ask that you will speak to us by your Holy Spirit.
你自己用你自己的圣灵跟我们说话。
Prepare our hearts to hear your word and obey your will.
预备我们的心能够听到神你的话语，也能够顺服在神你自己的旨意当中。
Lead us to follow you willingly for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
直到我们为主耶稣基督的缘故让我们能够跟随他，能够顺服他。
In His name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们一起来读。我来跟大家读提摩太前书五章十七到二十五节的经文。那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。因为经上说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。控告长老的橙子，非有两三个见证就不要收。犯罪的人应当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。给人行按手的礼不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前，有些人的罪是随后跟了去的，这样善行也有明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏。这是神的话语。
So some of you might be curious about the kind of unusual topics that I have brought up in the last couple times in our sermons here.
有些弟兄姐妹可能会有点好奇，我最近这几次所讲的题目可能不是很常见的题目。
We spent some time discussing widows before.
我们前面花了很多时间来谈到教会当中的寡妇。
And today we will be looking at elders.
那么今天我们的题目呢是有关于教会当中的长老。
This isn't because these are the topics I personally want to talk about.
那这也不是说我个人要特别的想讲这些题目。
Rather, this is the beautiful nature of preaching through the biblical book systematically, passage by passage, through expository preaching.
那相反，这是一个正好是这是神的给我们的这样的一个很美好的讲道的心意，是按照圣经这种逐卷逐段的来讲解能够有这样的一个系统的宣讲。
These are God's words that I cannot skip any of it. We need to know this.
因为这是神的话语，所以我不能跳过其中的任何一段。我们需要来懂得这些经文。
And He wants us to hear what He has to say.
因为神要我们听到他所要讲的。
Regarding the topic of church elders, we have already talked about their qualifications and characters back in chapter 3.
有关教会中的长老，我们已经在前面的第三章讨论过这个长老的这样的选招长老的资格。
And today we're going to look into how they should be treated.
那今天我们要看的是呢，在教会当中他们应该如何的来被对待。
Again, as I mentioned before previously, having the proper biblical church eldership is extremely important.
我们之前也提过，在教会当中有一个合乎圣经的这种长老制是一个很重要的，是至关重要的。
For they are the ones who are supposed to set godly patterns, models, good examples for the rest of the entire church.
因为长老们呢是应该是为教会立下这种敬虔的典范和好的榜样。
Pastor John MacArthur says this, and I quote.
那个麦克阿瑟牧师他曾经讲过这样的话。
This is really the heart and soul of practicality.
这是教会的实际生活的当中的这样的灵魂。
For we would have in the church those who rightly represent the Lord Jesus Christ.
在教会中呢，我们需要那些能够正确的来代表耶稣基督的人。
Whose word we can follow.
我们可以跟随他们的话。
Whose faith we can follow.
可以效法他们的信心。
Who speak to us the true word.
他可以向我们传讲神的真正的道理。
Who guide us into the true way.
引导我们走正路。
Who protect us from evil.
能够保护我们能够在避免邪恶。
Who, like good shepherds, lead us to green pastures and still waters.
就像好牧人一样带领我们到那可安歇的水边。
That's the end of the quote.
这是刚才是这个麦克阿瑟牧师的这样的他说的话。
Church elders are meant to represent Christ to us.
教会的长老呢是要在我们当中能够代表耶稣基督。
So Paul knows if church's elders goes, so goes the church.
所以保罗知道那教会中长老们如何这个教会就如何。
So as believers, we must not only know how much we need good elders in the church.
所以作为信徒，我们不但要知道我们教会中是对长老有何等的需要。
But also, we need to be faithful to God's word in knowing how to treat and maintain them.
我们也能要忠实的按照神的话呢，能够来对待能够来维护他们。
We need to know how to keep them accountable.
能够也让他们能够负起他们当负的责任。
And we even need to know how to elect and ordain them correctly.
甚至要知道如何的来选举，来安立他们。
That's essentially my outline today.
这是也是我今天所讲到的。
First thing we're going to talk about is elders' honor.
第一点，我们讲到长老当得的敬奉。
Well, it is a bit awkward for me to talk about honoring elders because I'm one. I'm one of them, right?
当然这个我来谈起这个敬奉长老这个有点尴尬因为我是其中之一。
It sounds self-serving.
好像有点这个自我吹嘘的感觉。
But like I mentioned before, this is God's word. I don't get to choose it.
但是呢，就像我提到的，这是神的话不是我所选择的。
And I'll be talking about paying our pastor properly in a little bit.
那我下面也会谈到，那教会的应该适当的给牧师这个薪资。
And I don't by any mean implying and suggesting that I need to be paid more or be treated better here at all.
我绝对不是在暗示你们要来给我加薪或者更好的来对我。
I have more than enough. I'm so loved by all of you, and I really, really want to thank all of you.
那我已经非常的知足了我也非常的感谢大家那我在大家当中感受到大家的爱。
But like I said, this is the nature of systematically preaching through the Word of God.
但就像我讲的，这是我们按照次序传讲神的话今天所提到的。
And before getting to know how to honor our elders, we ought to know what they do that would authenticate such honor.
那我们在讲如何的来敬奉长老之前，我们先要知道呢那长老他们在做什么是他们做什么让我们能够来配得这样的敬重。
In chapter 5, verse 17, Paul tells us the two primary aspects and focuses of the elders' work.
在第五章的十七节，保罗提到那长老工作的这两个主要的方向。
They are to rule the house of God.
一，他们是要治理神的家。
I like the New International Version says direct the affairs of the church.
那我更喜欢新国际版的它的翻译是说这些长老是在管理教会的事务。
And that would include the work of teaching the Bible.
那其中包括教导圣经。
Praying for the ministry.
为教会的事工来祷告。
Praying for the church members.
为教会的会员祷告。
Praying for the spiritual directions of the congregation.
为教会的属灵的方向祷告。
Overseeing them.
能够治理监督弟兄姐妹。
Oh, and also exercising and executing church discipline.
甚至来施行教会的纪律或者说劝惩。
So,all elders of the house of God, and this is the work of all the elders of the church of the house of God.
所以那所有的这些长老哈，他们在治理神的家。
They all rule.
他们都有这样的治理的职分。
But in chapter 3:2, Paul also mentions that all elders must be able to teach.
那按照提摩太前书3:2，保罗所说的呢，所有的长老也必须能够做教导的工作。
So all elders are to be honored because of their competence and diligence of their ruling and directing the spiritual affairs of the church.
所以所有的这些长老呢，能够值得配得教会的这种敬重，因为他们是在不仅是在治理或者说管理教会的事务上也在他们的这个教导当中显出他们当做的这种殷勤的工作。
Honor, primarily speaking, should be understood as respect and reverence.
这里所说的敬奉呢，首先应该是被理解成这种尊敬或者说敬重。
It can be expressed in different forms.
可以有很多的方式来表达。
The first thing that comes to mind would be our language, our tone, our attitude.
那首先可能让我们想到的，也许是我们的跟他们说话的这种语气这种态度。
When we talk to our elders, we should respect them when appropriate, address them with their titles.
我们跟长老们说话要有这样的尊重哈，也合宜的时候也可以用他们的这种。职分哈来称呼他们。
And we are also called by the word of God to submit to them willingly.
那神的话呢，也呼召我们要甘心的来顺服他们。
Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls."
所以希伯来书13:17作者说，你们要依从那些引导你们的且要顺服，因为他为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。
And beyond these, we should also encourage them with words and actions.
那除此之外呢，我们应该也用我们的言语或者行动来不断的来鼓励他们。
Show affirmation and appreciation to the work that they are doing.
用他们在他们的工作当中呢，能够显出我们的这样的尊重和感恩。
Now, an important reminder here is this: that as much as rulers, as much as elders. Who rule well justifies our honoring of them according to God's word.
这里当然也有一个重要的提醒就像神的话所说的这些治理的好的就善于管理教会的长老配得我们的敬奉。
Such honor isn't something for elders to crave for.
但这种敬重呢，不是说长老自己要去贪恋的东西。
They're not to demand others to submit.In an ungodly sense to their authority because of their positions, because of their title.
那也不可以呢，就因为他们自己的这种骄傲也好哈，就可以要求别人哈，因为他们的这种头衔和职分哈，就来屈服在他们下面。
Because that would be vain glory and pride.
那些只是虚荣和骄傲。
But that still doesn't mean that we don't need to honor, respect them even when they are like that.
但是呢，这也并不意味着我们就因此而不就应该不尊重他们。
You remember the story in the Old Testament, with David and Saul?
大家还记得在旧约当中的大卫和扫罗的故事
？How many times that Saul has sought to kill David, yet David has respected Saul because he's the anointed one of the Lord?
但有扫罗有几次都在追杀大卫，那但是呢大卫却没有这个来去藐视保罗因为他是这个神的受膏者。
And don't forget, elders, because of their position and responsibility and ordination, will also be judged by God with much greater strictness.
当然，我们也不能忘记，长老也因为他们的这种职分和责任，会在神面前呢，会受更严重的判断。
And now there is also a second and special distinct aspect of what elders do.
那另外呢，我们也有一个另外的方面来看呢，长老呢可能也在有一个，因为他们的职分哈有不同的这种面向的这种职分。
And that's the work of preaching and teaching.
那就是他们的传道还有他们的教导的工作。
In our denomination in the PCA, we have the distinction between ruling elders and teaching elders.
那在我们的这样的美国长老会的体制当中呢，我们有所谓的治理长老和教导长老。
Teaching elders are also called pastors.
那教导长老呢，也被称为牧师。
It seems that here Paul, when he talks about double honor in verse 17, he has in mind of the teaching elders, pastors, those who focus on preaching and teaching regularly.
其实在保罗在五章十七节所讲到的，似乎是说，保罗他是特别想到的是这些做教导工作的哈。这种的教导长老或者牧师哈，能够因为他们的这样的工作呢，应该值得加倍的这种敬奉或者敬重。
Because Paul understands that such work is meant to be strenuous, tiring, and laborious, both in the sense of studying the word as well as teaching and preaching the truth.
因为保罗知道这样的工作的，在这个他的工作的这种职分上是非常艰辛非常耗耗心力的这种工作哈，不只是在研读话语，也包括教导神的话语。
It is as one commentator puts it, often leads to weariness of the body and or of mind, for they need to be right they need to be rightly handling the word of the truth.
正如有某位解经家所说的哈，这样的工作哈，这样的教导的研读的工作呢。常常会使这个牧师呢身心疲惫因为他们必须要用正义来分解神的道。
So in verse 17, Paul says they should be considered worth double honor.
所以在保罗在十七节说，他们应该配受加倍的敬奉。
The word double here actually means twofold.
那这里所的加倍呢，里面有两重的意思。
And we have already talked about the first fold, which is about the respect and reverence that we are supposed to give to our elders.
第一方面，就像我们刚才提到的，是我们对待他们的尊敬和敬重的这种态度上面。
And the second fold of this honor is about financial remuneration or compensation.
那第二方面呢，也包括在财务上的这种供应和这种报酬。
Typically speaking, ruling elders have a full-time job outside of the church.
一般来说呢，治理长老他们在教会外呢有全职的工作。
But because of the demand, nature, and intensity and focus of the ministry of the word, most teaching elders or pastors is a full-time position, full-time calling to serve the church.
但是因为这个教导和传道工作的这种工作的强度和这种专注性呢。一般的所谓的教导长老和牧师呢，都是全职蒙召来服侍教会。
There are certainly some exceptions, especially for church planters and missionaries.
当然也有例外可能有包括有些这种职堂的牧师或者说是宣教士。
Here Paul directly quotes Deuteronomy 25 verse 4 in verse 18 here.
所以保罗在十八节呢，直接引用的是《申命记》25章4节的经文。
He used that verse to illustrate how proper it is that even a beast being at work at harvest is still entitled to be fed.
保罗特别这里提到，就连一个在这个场上这个踹谷的这种牛都应该被喂养。
If a beast is to be fed, how much more so are those who work laboriously, strenuously in the ministry of the word.
牲畜尚且如此，何况是那些在神的话语的施工中这种辛苦劳作的人。
Paul also quotes Luke chapter 10 verse 7. These are Jesus' words that said the laborer deserves his wages.
保罗这里也特别引用路加福音十章七节主耶稣自己的话说工人得工价是应当的。
Now, I read from several commentaries, and they all agree that pastors, generally speaking, ought to be receiving roughly the average income of the people in the congregation.
那我查过好几本啊，这种啊解经的书籍，他们都大致的同意啊。那么在一般而言的教会的这种牧师的薪水呢，应该大相当于大致是教会至少是教会这种会员平均收入的水平。
Pastor also though should not be greedy and chasing after comfort and luxury.
啊，当然牧师自己啊，他们不应该去追求这种。奢华舒适的生活。
But pastors should not have to worry about their worldly cares, their family basic needs being met.
但是呢，牧师也不应该因为要家庭当中的基本的生活的需要呢，而被分心。
For because if they do, that would be distracting them from their calling.
所以当他们为这些世俗的事物缠绕的时候呢，就影响了他们神给他们的全职的护照。
I like this quote from another commentator, Philip Ryken.And a quote.
我喜欢莱肯牧师的他的一句话。
It is not the church's responsibility to teach the minister to be content by giving them the gift of poverty.
教会的不是用让牧师陷入贫穷来教导来给教导牧师知足的功课。
I praise God for our church and also praise our denomination PCA, we have a good system of paying our pastors.
那我也很感谢神在我们的教会，包括在整个我们的宗派都有一个很好一个被建立的很好的系统能够让牧师能够有足够的薪水。
That's often not the case for a lot of Chinese churches.
这么其实在很多华人的教会当中做不到这一点。
So that's the first one of the elders' honor.
Second, 这是第一点我讲到的对于长老的敬重。
Second is the elders' accountability.
那第二点我们讲到长老的问责或者说他们所担负的责任。
Paul points out three areas that the church needs to pay attention to when it comes to elders' accountability.
那么关乎长老的教会中长老的职分呢保罗提到了有三个方面。
Protection.
第一点是保护。
Discipline.
第二是惩戒。
And impartiality.
第二呢是第三是这所谓的公正公正不偏。
First protection in verse 19.
第一点保罗在十九节讲到的是保护。
Paul refers to here in verse 19 refers to Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15.
那在十九节保罗特别提到的是生命记十九章十五节的经文。
And it is about how, in the Old Testament community, any conviction of crime must be established by at least two witnesses or more.
因为在当时旧约的神所选召的选民的这样的社群当中呢，任何的你要给任何罪的罪行来定罪，必须要有两三个这样的见证人。
But notice Paul actually here goes even further.
但是保罗，我们看到在这里呢，他有更进一步。
He commands Timothy and the church to not even hear or entertain any accusations of elders unless there are two or more witnesses.
他吩咐呢教会还有提摩太就是连对长老的指控都不可以受理除非是有两个或者两个以上的见证人。
不有听 ，Okay, not yeah. The reason is quite obvious.
那理由的是很明显的。
Paul wants to protect the character and the reputation of elders, which is so important, the characters of the elders.
那因为保罗要特别要保护长老的他们的名声和品格因为这些对于长老的侍奉是很重要的。
For it can be tarnished, easily tarnished by just one person's opinion because it can easily spread through gossips.
那因为可能是因为这种闲话的缘故那么因据可以只有一个人的这种话就可以让长老的这样的名声受到玷污。
And that one person's opinion has the potential to turn into church politics, power struggles, even divisions.
因为这样一个人的看法呢，可能要演变成教会当中的一些政治上的这种冲突这种权力的冲突，甚至是造成教会的分裂。
That's exactly what Satan wants.
这正是撒旦所希望的。
He wants disunity and fracturing of the church.
撒旦希望造成教会的分裂，希望造成教会的这种不合一。
Satan is out to destroy the church.
撒旦一直是在要毁坏神的教会。
And we cannot make it easy for him to do it.
我们不能让他得逞。
But this also clearly doesn't mean that elders are immune from any accusations of wrongdoings.
这里当然也不是说长老就可以免于一切的指控。
And if there are two or more witnesses testify, and if the charge is sustained,
那如果有两个以上的见证人来见证，而且呢这样的证据是有这个指控是确实的。
The church must not neglect to exercise disciplines.
教会呢就不能不教会也不能忽略施行教会的劝惩。
This is the second area of accountability of this second point.
那所以这是长老的职分当中的第二个方面，直到惩戒。
Sinning elders first need to be rebuked privately.
那首先如果有犯罪的长老，应该首先受到私下里面的劝戒。
But Paul says if they persist in verse 20, they need to be rebuked publicly.
那像保罗在二十节说的，如果他们呢能够也他们执迷不悟的时候就必须要受到公开的这种责备。
Public rebuke of elders who have sinned works also as a way to deter, to warn other sinners in the church, preventing them to repeat, to do similar offenses.
公开的这种责备呢，也给整个的教会的会众有这样一个警戒的作用，能够使会众能够惧怕能够。也防止这样的事情能够再次发生。
This kind of model is not new. We already seen that in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 13.
那我们这样的例子也在在旧约当中也见到，就比方说是《申命记》的二十章。
The sad thing is that many churches today do not exercise discipline. They have woefully neglected church discipline.
那但是可悲的是呢，今天的很多教会我们都常常忽略甚至是至于不顾就是教会的劝惩，教会的纪律。
There are multiple reasons for this.
有很多的原因。
For one thing, many churches, for the sake of keeping peace, quiet, harmony in the church, would turn a blind eye on sin, even the sin of elders or leaders.
就是像有的时候呢，教会会为了我们的表面的这种和平和合一就对的罪，甚至是这样的教会的领袖的罪呢，都是睁一眼闭一眼。
For another thing, there is the lack of courage.
那另一方面也可能有是因为缺乏勇气的缘故。
Perhaps the church leader or elder who's sinning or sinned is prominent and powerful.
也许犯罪的这种牧师或者长老呢是很有名望的，很有势力的。
And the rest of the leaders and elders don't want to get involved in fighting against a powerful and reputable figure.
那其他的也许呢，其他的同工呢不愿意跟这样一个有这个声望很高的这样的同工来对抗。
Or the church just doesn't want to look bad because getting a bad reputation by exposing the leader's sin.
或者呢，教会呢，因为可能因为如果来暴露一个牧师长老或者领袖的罪呢，可能会让教会的面子上显得很难看。
So they would tolerate, and they would be. Sometimes they would even get involved in covering up the horrible scandals in the church.
那甚至很多时候他们会故意的去掩盖去隐藏一些丑闻。
We have seen so many of these in the U.S. with sexual harassment cases or embezzlement cases.
那我们在美国其实可以看到很多，包括有关这个性骚扰的案件有关这种挪用教会款项的这种例子都有。
You know what? For churches or elders who think like these.
那当然，如果有这样的这种思维的这种教会的领袖
，They have a very very low view of the honor of God。
那当然，他们是把神的尊贵和荣耀呢看得很轻。
They have a very very low view of the seriousness of God's holiness and God's judgment。
他们轻忽了神的圣洁和神的审判的这种严重性。
Paul in the second part of verse 21 says, I charge you, Timothy, to keep this rule without prejudging. Do nothing from partiality.
那所以保罗在21节下半部呢，他说你要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
Partiality is the third subpoint of this second point.
那在长老的职分当中他们的第三个方面提到是应该是他们是一个公正无私的这种治理。
impartiality. That's correct. When Paul says this, he reminds Timothy and us that every church discipline is carried out in the presence of God, Christ, and the elect angels. Verse 21, the first part of it.
那所以保罗在二十一节提到提醒提摩太也提醒 当时的教会每一次教会这种劝惩呢乃是在神的面前在基督的面前以及是在神所拣选的天使面前 所进行的。
This kind of image points us to the scene of the last judgment when Christ returns, isn't it?
这样的一个景象不是指向给我们指向那当以后在神面前的最后的审判吗？
And that judgment is going to be impartial, I guarantee you.
那个最后的审判我保证绝对是公正无私的。
Until that day comes, God, Christ, and His elect angels are watching the church, calling us to exercise church discipline, to be impartial, and to be fair, and to be just.
所以在那最后的那一天来到之前，那神也和天使一样都在观看我们今天的教会来看我们在这样教会的执守教会的圣洁上面是否是有这样的公正无私。
Especially when it is about disciplining church elders and leaders.
当劝惩教会的领袖或者说长老的时候，尤其要如此。
Because God's honor, Christ's honor, is extremely weighty.
因为神的荣耀，基督的荣耀是至高、至关重要的事。
Third and finally, we're going to talk about the elders' ordination.
第三点就最后一点，我们讲到的是长老的案例。
In verse 22, Paul says, "Do not be hasty in the laying of hand."
那保罗在二十二节说，给人行按手的礼，不可急促。
The laying of hand here refers to the ordination of pastor and elders.
这里的按手是指到教会的这牧师、长老、执事的这种案例。
There are some minor debate of theologians in church history, thinking whether this is about receiving sinners back.
那也有可能在神学家里面也有一些争论，是不是提到在是不是这一点里面。是不是关于如何来挽回这个犯罪的人。
But according to the context, this is still about the elders, ordination.
在如果看到这个上下文来看，我们应该是最可能的是仍然是关乎长老的这种案例。
This is so applicable to us, to our church today, isn't it?
当然也是对我们今天的教会也是适用的。
In a time when we currently don't have a pastor in the CM,
那我们在中文堂，我们现在没有还没有牧师的时候。
Considering that at one point we had two pastors focusing on the serving in the CM,
那甚至我们过去有的时候是中文堂，我们有两位牧师在带领中文堂的施工。
And how all of our ruling elders are stretching thin over trying to cover all the different aspects of church ministry, filling even the CM pulpit.
那也看到我们今天我们包括我们的治理长老们都因为要这个时候呢可能身上的担子都很重甚至包括要在讲台上讲道。
The Paul, Apostle Paul's command remains as, do not be hasty in the laying of the hand.
但是保罗在这里给我们提醒他说在按手或者说对长老的案例呢不要急促。
The process of finding the right and fitting pastor takes time.
寻找一个神所预备的合适的牧师需要时间。
The point is that we cannot be pressured by our situations and thus act hastily in our pastoral search.
那我们不应该呢，就因为我们这样的一个我们目前的处境的这种需要。而匆忙的来做出我们的决定。
Because it can be dangerous calling and ordaining an unfit pastor who would end up committing heinous sin and that would stumble the flock and dishonor Christ.
那案例一个不合适的牧师呢，可能会带来以后的更大的危险因为尤其是如果那个牧师有或犯罪或跌倒的时候，会绊倒整个的教会，也给基督的名声带来损害。
I kept thinking about the horrendous accident that happened almost 2 years ago.
那我想到那两年多前有发生了一次很严重的事故。
You remember this? There was a huge container ship lost control and struck the key bridge in Baltimore.
然后有一个大型的货船呢，就在巴尔的摩那个港湾哈啊，那个失去控制。
And the bridge collapsed completely. Remember that?
导致了整个那个桥的倒塌。
So many people were killed. So many lives have been affected because of that.
那所有的有人丧失了很多的生命啊啊，那很多人的生命啊，这一个地区的人都受到很大的影响。
Now the government had done a thorough investigation last year and find the cause of the accident.
那在政府呢，在之后呢，有做了一个详细的调查，发现了这个事故的原因。
The ship's lost power, propulsion, and control was caused by a single loose wire that was improperly installed.
那整个这个船失去控制的原因哈，只是一根小小的电线松动了。
Just one tiny little careless installation of a small wire killed and affected so many lives.
那一根小小的电线因为没有按照这个程序做有被正确的安装哈，就导致了这个很多人丧生。
When it comes to ordaining and installing pastors and elders,
那在案例牧师长老的时候
，we are talking about not merely the loss of physical lives, but the souls being affected and impacted, aren't we?
我们不只是谈到我们的肉体的生命的危险，更多的是考虑的是。甚至是关乎到我们的灵魂上所受到的损失或者危险。
So to hastily ordain a pastor and elder who is unfit can be dangerous.
所以匆匆忙忙的案例一个不合适的不胜任的牧师呢，是一个很危险的举措。
And Paul tells us another reason why we shouldn't be hasty in ordaining elders here in verse 22.
那保罗在第二节给我们这样的有一个不可急促的这个第二个原因。
He also mentions that do not share in the sins of others.
他说不要在别人的罪上有份。
Carelessness in ordaining pastors and elders in Timothy's case would make Timothy himself culpable partners in the sins of his appointees when they fall short. This is the words from another commentator.
那就像有其他一位姐姐上所提到的，如果提摩太在这个案例长老牧师的事情上草率呢，其实让他自己会在那个被匆忙案例的这样的一个工人的上面的罪上也有份。
So we got to be careful about, you know, not to be hasty in ordaining the wrong person.
所以我们要小心不要来案例一个不合适的工人。
Now, just as a side note here in verse 22, and there's a personal note that Paul is giving to Timothy here.
那我这里也插一句在22节这里提到保罗给提摩太的一个个人的提醒。
Actually, it's 23, sorry. Verse 23.
第二是23节。
Paul is counseling Timothy to take a little wine.
保罗劝了提摩太可以喝一点酒。
Because of preventative measure for his health.
因为这个对他的这个他的健康和他常患病有好处。
And also to cure some of his problem of digestive in his digestive system.
因为他的提摩太的肠胃比较弱哈，这也是对他的这样的胃呢有帮助。
This is medically proven both in the ancient world and the modern days that little wine does do your body good.
这个在古在今我们这个都已经有证明哈，就是那有些酒呢是对胃有好处的。
And another reason Paul counsels Timothy to take some wine in this context is for him to not appear to associate himself with those false teachers who are teaching asceticism.
那这个提醒呢，也是包括来警告提摩太呢，不要被人看成是好像去跟随那些假教师的教训，好像是那种鼓励禁欲主义的，或者禁止任何的这种肉体需要的这样的教导。
We know well, very well, that no Christians should get drunk with alcohol.
当然，我们知道没有基督徒呢不应该醉酒。
No one should be addicted to it.
不能够嗜酒如命。
Nor especially for officers.
尤其是当然教会的被选立的工人。
Nor should we treat wine or alcohol as a staple or essential for living like the world does.
不是说把酒当成一个生命当中不可缺少的东西，就像很多世上的很多人一样。
So that's just a side note. You can see in the ESV actually has a parenthesis there.
所以这是在那个英文的翻译当中那个括号里面所提到的。
And Paul's final command regarding ordination is in verses 24-25.
那保罗给提摩太最后的关于案例的这个指示呢，是在第24-25节。
Those verses are still talking about ordination.
所以在24-25节，我们仍然是在谈长老的案例。
He is telling them to be prudent in the process of examining candidates.
那他提到呢，在考察候选人的时候呢，要谨慎，要明辨。
In that process, Paul is telling him that first, some men are clearly unfit because of their obvious sin and flaw.
所以他首先提醒的是呢，首先有些候选人呢是不合适的，因为他们已经有这种明显的这种罪或者缺陷。
Second, some might seem to be suitable, but by going through the proper and prudent process of careful examination, would find to be unfit.
那有些人呢，可能看起来是合适的，但是经过这个仔细的、谨慎的考察之后呢，会发现他不胜任。
This is due to the revealing of the hidden sin and flaw through the process.
可能是在因为在这样的考察的过程当中，发现了这种隐而未现的罪。
Third, there will also be those who are obviously a clear and right fit for the church.
那第三呢，可能也会有一些候选人是这种很清楚、很明显的这种合适的选择。
And fourth and finally, there are also those who might seem to be unsuitable at first, but upon further examination and observation, would turn out to be fit and suitable for the church.
那最后呢，也有一些候选人呢，也许是看起来刚开始的时候觉得不合适，但是经过更长的这种细致的考察和这种观察之后呢，反而发现他是合适的，是可以胜任的。
The reason Paul mentions this is that he wants Timothy and us to be prudent in discerning in the process of vetting ordination candidates and elders.
所以保罗这样的说的话意思是要提醒我们在审核这种案例的候选人的时候呢，要特别要谨慎要仔细的思考和这种辨别力。
We, the church, God's people, are to be patient and prudent to trust the process.
所以教会呢，作为一个我们的整个的教会的会众，我们要神要我们呢能够来有信靠的心有耐心来尊重整个的这样的一个程序的过程。
So here's the bottom line for all these points.
所以在这些前面这几点的结论。
We believers in the church must know how much we need good pastors and elders.
今天我们的结论是我们首先我们的弟兄姐妹必须知道我们是需要有在教会里有好的长老牧师。
Because they are meant to be under shepherds, under Christ to shepherd us, God's flock.
他们是在基督之下面被基督所分派的牧人。
When Christ came to feed the 5,000,
耶稣基督来喂饱五千人的时候，
Mark tells us in his gospel in Mark 6:34 that when Jesus saw the great crowd, he had compassion on them.
所以马可福音在第六章34节说，耶稣看见这许多人呢，就怜悯他们。
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们如同羊没有牧人一样。
And Jesus began to teach them many things.
耶稣就教训他们很多道理。
So we, the church, as Christ's sheep, on whom he has so much compassion on, we.
我们就是我们的这个教会乃是神所怜悯的他的羊群。
And while he is physically away from us,
虽然他今天不是说以肉身与他的教会同
在。He gives us under shepherds. He gives us elders and pastors to represent him for our sake.
他赐给我们他的这样的下面的他所分派的牧人就是这些长老牧师。
So the honoring of our elders and pastors.
所以在我们敬重他们的时候。
The keeping of them, keeping them accountable.
也可以让他们呢能够也我们也要有这种适当的问责让他们能够负起他们的责任。
And the process of calling them.
那呼召他们的程序。
All these are weighty, weighty matters.
这些都是在教会之中至关重大的事情。
For these things represent Christ's honor.
因为这些都关乎基督的荣耀。
But notice.
但是我们也要注意到。
Christ's true honor doesn't come from what we do.
基督真正的荣耀不是关乎我们自己做了什么。
But it comes from who he is.
而是来自他是谁。
He is the eternal Son of God who came to be a man.
他是那永生上帝的儿子。道成肉身。
It also came from what he did, what he has done.
这也基督的荣耀也在乎他所成就的一切。
He was born for us, lived for us, learning obedience for us.
他为我们而生，为我们而活，也为我们呢，做了一个顺服的榜样。
He suffered for us, died for us, buried for us.
他为我们受苦、受死、埋葬。
He resurrected for us and ascended into heaven for us.
他也为我们复活，为我们升天。
This is Christ's true honor.
这是基督真正的荣耀。
And yet, he bestowed his honor to the church, to us, to his flock.
他把他的荣耀呢，赐给了他的羊群，他的教会。
And he has called us to respond and reflect his honor.
他也呼召我们呢，能够来回应来。反照反映他的荣耀。
He calls elders and pastors to shepherd on his behalf.
他呼召这种他的牧人和牧长们来带他行这牧养的工作。
And he calls the church to honor him to keep these shepherds under shepherds accountable to be prudent.
他也呼召教会呢能够来敬重他们让他们能够担起当父的责任，而且呼召他们的时候呢，要慎之又慎。
We are to be prudent in calling them.
是要为要在呼召他们的时候谨慎。
So for Christ's honor's sake,
所以按照基督的缘故，基督荣耀的缘故
，I urge to let us be faithful to these instructions of biblical eldership of the church.
所以我也劝勉我们所有的众人。让我们的在这些关于教会长老制度的 这些圣经的教训 当中呢，我们要来来看重，要来忠心。
Let us be patient. Let us be prayerful.
也要有耐心，我们要不住的来祷告。
Let us trust in our Lord Jesus, leading us through this time of transition.
让我们也信靠耶稣基督来带领我们经过这一段过渡的时期。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
O Lord, our God, we praise you for your wonderful grace.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢神你自己的恩典。
Especially during these uncertain times that our church is going through.
尤其是在我们教会所经历的这段不确定的时间。
We thank you for these reminders and commands that you have given us.
我们感谢你给我们这些你自己的教训和这样的好的提醒。
Help us to look to Christ and trust in what he has done for us.
让我们来仰望基督信靠他为我们已经所成就的。
And lead us to know how much compassion that you have on us.
让我们也看到神你的慈爱的怜悯给我们的是何等的大。
And also lead us to respond to your grace.
也让我们能够回应神你自己的恩典。
In a faithful way.
以我们能够忠心顺服的方式。
All this we pray in the wonderful and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督那奇妙荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.